Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it is Azure Friday, and I'm here with Rahul Bagaria. How are you?
Hey, hi. Glad to be here. Doing good.
Very happy to learn today about solving problems, real problems, with App Insights.
Yes.
What do you have here?
So we have an application called Fabricam Fiber. So it's an internal support website that one of the fictional companies have been running. And we have it instrumented with Application Insights. We have the Status Monitor agent running on the VM where the application is running. So recently, the team has been finding there are some failed requests. There have been some availability failures, like they're not seeing 100% availability on their app. They're even seeing some dependency failures in their app. So there have been some lots of issues going on, and today we want to see if we can diagnose them better, if we can go to the root cause and help the development, help the engineering team to fix them and launch an update.
If I can ask a couple of quick questions, server exceptions, that would be like throwing an exception in code.
Yes.
Browser exceptions, I understand, that would be the JavaScript.
Yes.
What's a dependency failure?
So dependency failure, let's say your application is interacting with a SQL query, and let's say you are trying to update a database, the database is read-only, so the SQL throws an exception. So it could be an Azure Blob exception, it could be an HTTP exception, so whatever dependencies your application has, that's what it's capturing here.
Wow, and that's some of the power of App Insights, is that you're actually watching all of those external dependencies, web services, Active Directories, really anything.
Yes.
All right, cool.
So before we jump down in the code, I think it would be a good idea to just have a 1 minute look at what the website is so that we have the context get started. So this is that support website that I was talking about. That's just more like a ticket management system. And you have the dashboard, you have the various tickets, you can see the employees list, you can go to the reports. Now I'm seeing there is some issue here that probably was being captured in the failed request area.
Yeah.
There is also a customers table, and I can add new customers here. So I'm trying to add a new customer, and again, there is a problem here. So these are some of the kinds of problems in the application that we are trying to figure out and detect, like sitting in our development rooms and see what's going on.
Right, so we're actively in development. We wouldn't certainly put our yellow screen of death in production.
Yes.
And even though we have the yellow screen of death showing, App Insights sees it no matter what.
Yes. So it's not like you're dependent on some person every 5 minutes going to the website and seeing everything is working fine.
Right.
So we are right there detecting it for you.
Nice.
Okay. So let's start from the beginning. Like, what are the different things that we are collecting here? So we have the request times. We have what are your different response times so that you can figure out if something is spiking. If it is taking a long time, you can fix that out. But in our case, it's like 200, 300 milliseconds. It's sufficient for our scenario, so we won't look into that. We have been having some consistently 500, 600 requests as the range. But now I see the first thing that strikes me. So I have had 39 failed requests in the past 24 hours. And that's a bit much for me, and I want to drill down deeper into that. So I'll click into that, and I come to exploration tool, which we call Metrics Explorer, that basically gives you more details, more context in order to figure out what's going wrong.
Nice.
So here you can see, again, that same chart, failed requests as per the timeline. You can also see what were the associated server exceptions. You can see how many requests were coming in, so that there might be a pattern that when the request increases, an exception increases. So those kind of patterns you can analyze.
One thing I notice here that you've got this kind of gray dotted line here. That's the previous week?
That's the previous week. So if something is changing on a per week basis, you at least get a pattern that it's something new or every day this is occurring, every week this is occurring. It's just as a guide to you. And if you don't want it, it's all customizable. You can just right click and remove that chart from there. So I was talking about you are getting some more detailed context. So for these particular failed requests, it tells me that there were two types of failed requests. There was one GET request, like most of my 92% failures, and there was a POST request, which had 7% of my failures. So let's say I want to figure out my most common issue, what's happening with that. So I click on that and go to the next tool, which we call Diagnostic Search. What this tool is about is it gives you an entire detailed list of the different events, different telemetry data that App Insights collect, and puts that into a timeline format. So I can filter it by different data types, like I only want to see events or requests or dependencies or page views. So I can do those filterings. I can write my own queries, and I can get the exact instances of which I want to see the details on. So there I'm getting that 36 failures occurred. Now I want to pick on one particular instance of that failure and get more details on who, like which page was it on, what was the exception, what was going on plus minus 5 minutes. So all those details I can capture here.
Nice.
So let's pick up this instance which occurred at 2:03. So I'll click on it and I go to the next section, which gives me just a bit more details about that failed request. I can see that there was a 500 response code on this particular URL. Then that's the URL that we saw previously that reports.
Right. The iframe that came out with the yellow screen.
Yes. Yeah. So that basically tells us that there was some error there, and there is the exception here, which was the inherent server exception that was generated, why that iframe was not coming properly. If I want more details on it, I can click on that exception. I can see the exception properties. I can see there was a null reference exception. I can see which method that exception was. And even in the code file, I can get the line number in that particular file. And now I know that it's a null reference exception. I can go to the code and try to fix that. So the idea behind this is, whatever context or whatever details you need to solve a particular problem, it should be there. And in the previous session, we also talked about if you need any further details, we have integrations with the logging frameworks. Mm-hmm. So you can send your own messages to get much more deeper and more interesting insights on top of these.
So nothing's hidden from me. This is effectively the yellow screen of death.
Yes.
Inside of my logging system here. Can you show me a bad call to a remote dependency?
Yes. So let's go to that other failed request. So this is a post customer create. That is the entire big screen we saw while adding a new item in the customer's database.
Looked like it was some kind of SQL error.
Yes. So let's see a bit more about that. So I clicked on a particular instance of that problem, and I can see that this was the request that was problematic. This is the URL that we clicked on, the customer's create table. And here you can see that that particular SQL call was not a success.
But other ones were successful. Look at that.
Others were successful. Those were probably the read things. Like it was showing me the already what items were there in the database. And those were successful calls. But now I want to figure out why this one was not successful. I can probably click on that particular exception. And I get a sense that it gives me an idea that there was a problem in the save method. I was not able to save to that particular customer repository database. And it's I can get a sense that if I go to my SQL manager, I can go to that particular table and I can see its properties. And I have a reasonable idea to or reasonable next steps to go ahead with.
It's saying something about an inner exception. Yes. Can I dig into that?
So
here it is.
Yes. So right now you have the entire hierarchy. You can go beyond and beyond on what's happening, and whatever details you need, we target to put these here.
And there it is. The insert conflicted, and it was a read-only constraint. So now we have enough information to solve this problem.
Yes. And one interesting thing here is, this is just one particular instance, and you want to figure out what traces were there, like the logging integration. You can figure out what all requests this was affecting. You can figure out for this entire user session, how what all telemetry was coming. Mm-hmm. So you can say that the user was doing this, 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 and then they hit that. So that kind of thing is very valuable sitting in your development room.
And this particular feature here, telemetry 5 minutes before and after. If this was something bad, was this a storm of other bad things within 5 minutes in either direction? That's a really nice feature.
Yeah. So there is one more thing I would like to show here. That's about the availability problems. So on my overview page, I was seeing some red dots here. That's basically tells me that I was not 100% available. My website was down for some period of time. And here I can see that for the last 24 hours, I was having 99% availability. So I want my customers to get 100% activity. So I would want to investigate what's going wrong here. So I click on that particular web test that I had created. this web test is like a simple URL ping test. I just keep on pinging every 5 minutes to my homepage URL and see whether the website is
up. And web tests are built into Azure, and people have these now. And now you're integrated with those.
Yes. So it's like you can add your own web tests. So maybe URL ping tests or Visual Studio multi-step web tests. So all kinds of tests you can create, and alerts are generated based on that.
Nice.
So you get alerts in real time whenever something goes wrong.
Cool.
So here I can see there were 9 failed tests, and I had selected 3 globally diverse locations so that I can figure out the problems. And like everywhere it was failing. If I want to figure out just one place it was failing, I can click on that particular issue. And I can say that some 404 not found thing happened. Probably my server was down. Probably some other issues were happening. So I can open that exception in Visual Studio and try to grok more into that. So even in this case, I would not expect my test person or my ops person to be every time pinging the website. So App Insights does that for me.
That's cool. So you've got all the tools that you need as a developer or as a DevOps person to find and solve problems.
Yes, exactly.
We're learning all about Application Insights here on Azure Friday.